Oh, Charmian, I will never go from hence.
Be comforted, dear madam.
No, I will not. All strange and terrible events are welcome, but comforts we despise. Our size of sorrow, proportioned to our cause, must be as great as that which makes it. Oh, no! Is he dead?
His death's upon him, but not dead. Look out to the other side of your monument. His guard has brought him thither.
Oh, sun, burn the great sphere thou mov'st in. Darkling stand the varying shore of the world. Oh, Antony! Antony, help! Charmian, help! Aris, help! Help! Friends below, let's draw him hither!
Peace. Not Caesar's valor has o'erthrown Antony, but Antony's hath triumphed on itself.
So it should be, that none but Antony should conquer Antony. But woe, 'tis so.
I am dying, Egypt. Dying. Only I hear importune yet a while, until of many thousand kisses, the poor last I lay upon thy lips.
I dare not, dear, dear my lord, pardon. I dare not open, lest I be taken. Not the imperious show of the full fortune Caesar ever shall be broached with me. If knife, drug, serpents have edge, sting, or operation, I am safe. Your wife Octavia, with her modest eyes and still conclusion, shall acquire no honor demurring upon me. But come, come, Antony, help me, my women. We must draw thee up. Assist, good friends.
Oh, quick, or I'm gone.
Here's sport indeed. Oh, how heavy weighs my lord. Our strength is all gone into heaviness. That makes the weight. Oh, had I great Juno's power, the strong-winged Mercury should fetch thee up and set thee by Jove's side. Yet come a little. Oh, wishers were ever fools. Oh, come, come, come. And welcome, welcome. Die where thou hast lived, quicken with kissing. Had my lips that power, thus would I wear them out.
Heavy sight.
I'm dying, Egypt. Dying. Give me some wine and let me speak a little.
No, let me speak. Let me rail so high that the false hussy fortune break her wheel provoked by my offense.
One word, sweet queen. Of Caesar, seek your honor with your safety.
Oh, they do not go together.
Gently, hear me. None about Caesar trust, but Proculeus.
My resolution. My hands, I'll trust none about Caesar.
The miserable change now at my end, lament nor sorrow at. But please your thoughts in feeding them with those my former fortunes, wherein I lived, the greatest prince of the world, the noblest. And do now not basely die, not cowardly put off my helmet to my countrymen. A Roman by a Roman, valiantly vanquished. Now my spirit is going. I can no more.
Noblest of men would die. Hast thou no care of me? Shall I abide in this dull world, which in thy absence is no better than a sty? Oh, see, my women, the crown of the earth doth melt. My lord! Oh, withered is the garland of the war! The soldier's pole is fallen. Young boys and girls are level now with men. The odds is gone. And there is nothing left remarkable beneath the visiting moon.
Oh, quietness, lady. She's dead too.
Our sovereign, lady.
Madam.
Oh, madam.
Madam, madam.
Our Egypt Empress.
Peace. Oh. Peace, Horus.
No more but him, woman. And commanded by such poor passion as the maid that milks and us the meanest chance. It were for me to throw my scepter at the injurious gods, to tell them that this world did equal theirs, till they had stolen our jewels. All's but naught. Patience is sottish, and impatience doth become a dog that's mad. Then is it sin to rush into the secret house of death, ere death dare come to us. How do you, women? What good cheer? My, how now, Charmian? My noble girl? Oh, women, women, look, our lamp is spent. It's out. Good sirs, take heart. We'll bury him. And then what's brave, what's noble? Let's do it after the high Roman fashion. And make death proud to take us. Come away. This case of that huge spirit now is cold. Ah, women, women. Come. We have no friend but resolution and the briefest end.